The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Unable to walk, fly, or swim, plants are faced with a problem when it comes time to sow their seeds. If all the seeds fall straight down, then they will be crowded and overshadowed literally by their parent plant, which will get the lion's share of sunlight and food. So plants have evolved myriad creative adaptations to spread their seeds. Some seeds, such as sandspurs and thistles, hitch a ride on passers-by using tiny hooks that snag on the fur or clothing, only to be brushed off later far from the parent plant. Others, such as dandelions or maple trees, have seeds that take flight using silky parachutes or wings that ride the wind. Some plants rely on animals to bury seeds that are never retrieved. The most famous plants at getting animals to do their distribution are fruit-bearing species. They disguise their seeds inside nutritious and tasty fruit. And of course, the champions of all pollinators are the legendary birds and the bees. The sole purpose of flowers is seed dispersal. In the process of feeding from flower to flower, the unsuspecting bugs and birds, as well as bats and some other flower eaters, carry the pollen from area to area.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.